We've had an incredible run of guests to start the year. 2025 has been great. We're going to keep going with that. But this one harkens back to the old days. It's just the OGs. Drake joins the show, plus Grant, the four of us. No specific topic, no groundbreaking information, just some boys having a discussion. We talk Big Ten wrestling. We talk Hawkeyes getting paid in the NFL, a bunch of other stuff. Enjoy the show. Enjoy Drake. Let's have a day. Let's go. I don't think that's true. Another Washed Up Walk-Ons podcast, special guest, anonymous caller. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Happy to be here.
New t-shirt floating around out there.
I saw that. One of my buddies sent me a picture that he bought it.
It's funny. I had no idea those were being made, but I got a good chuckle.
The couple people in the chat were like, you know, been waiting on that I Got a Shovel in Time t-shirt. And the old Adcraft was having a deal.
Should have made it into a bumper sticker.
Oh, we can make it.
Don't fuck with me. I've got a shovel in time. Like, stay off my ass.
We could put something above your image. Yeah, we could put don't fuck with me on top of it.
No. I said it should be a bumper sticker.
We can turn it into whatever you want.
I just think it would be funny for that saying to be on a bumper sticker.
They had to take off the Tiger Hawk and I think the Iowa across your helmet, but I think
that
for
seems
those
pretty reasonable.
Yeah. I mean, just otherwise you have to run that through licensing, and I don't know if you know, we've had our battles.
Honeypot Dale's gonna go for that one.
We've had our battles, and I just don't know if
don't want to fight that.
That's the one we want to pick with him. And to be quite honest, I wouldn't expect it to get approved. I think Dale reads that and he says, "I've got a shovel in time," and he starts to think, "This sounds nefarious. I don't approve of this. The University of Iowa doesn't approve of this." Hey, Kev, how you doing?
Walk into.
Oh, I can't hear Kevin. Oh, there he is.
Try that again.
There he is.
They made a t-shirt of me, and I didn't know
that. What did I walk into here?
Yeah,
are we selling that?
What episode was it that you said that, Drake?
That was a long time ago, Phil.
We gave it away. We gave it away to the top tier Patreons. If those who are interested, if you want it, I did order I ordered extra units. That could be for sale. Are we going to put that on the website? Yeah, I think we could put that on the website. But I think we're going to offer it to the rest of the other Patreon members first, and then whatever's left, we'll throw up on the website.
There you go.
I think you can tell it's Drake's face. For anyone who's in the ecosystem, I think they know it's Drake.
Well, you only sent it to people who are on Patreon, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, so I think they could take a guess as to who that could be.
They're probably
very aware.
Relative to those that are not Patreon listeners,
sure,
and that are just here, normal podcast. Hey, welcome in, Washed Up Walk-Ons. It's just a guys' night podcast. No guests tonight. First time in a long time. Got a lot to catch up on. Haven't had one of these in a while. So we really got to brush up on the skills of just having a conversation with my boys, because we've just been interviewing guests for the first couple months of 2025. What's the temperature out there? Test the waters a little bit. Would you guys who currently don't have access buy a t-shirt with Drake's face on it? Full blackout, you know, face black, face paint, in helmet, like death stare. And then the quote beneath it is just, "I've got a shovel in time," implying that if you need to kill allegedly, if you need to take care of something or someone, Drake has a shovel and plenty of time to kill.
We need to get one of those attorney.
That really only applies to a couple of people, though.
Yeah, your allegiance. But people would still
don't be calling me, asking me where my shovel's at.
Sure. When's the last time you touched a shovel, actually?
I don't know. It's probably been a while.
Doesn't snow much in Arizona.
No, it doesn't. Except the mountains to the east of my house are snow-capped right now. Looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I can't imagine that you going out there shoveling any driveways, though.
No shoveling driveways in my neck of the woods.
We had a goddamn blizzard here last week.
That's tough.
I don't think it made it quite to Kevin. Did it make it to you guys?
We got like an inch on the ground that melted immediately.
Okay.
It was a little very windy, though.
Kevin had an inch on the ground and an inch in his pants.
1 inch.
Better than most days.
Just a single inch. Hey, just a chip in a chair, you know? speaking of shovel, I just shoveled a bunch of Culver's custard in my mouth. And you know what makes...
Speaking of shoveled, we got shoveled into a fucking hole in the Big Ten Championship in wrestling.
How bad?
The boys just did not perform. The boys just did not perform. We had no match, or we had no Big Ten champs.
When's the last time
we had? Dude, it's been a long time.
A single one?
No, man. We only had a few three finalists, I think. It was tough. It was very, very tough Big Ten championship for the boys.
Isn't it? It's kind of a weird year for wrestling, isn't it?
No, it's Penn State and then everybody else.
Oh, okay. So we're in a fight for second place right now.
Yeah, the whole country is just in a fight for second place.
Okay. I'm an admitted wrestling casual, so I'm not really not
sure. Penn State might win versus an all-star line of every other schools in a duel.
It's that bad?
Wow.
They're pretty good.
Think about that. That is unbelievable.
So Penn State versus the country, and Penn State comes out on top?
It's not unreasonable in my opinion, but I'm only a slightly above
casual
fan. I watch.
I would say that Kevin is not super far off. I don't think it would be a blowout because they would have several wins.
Well,
dang. But how do we chip away at this? We cannot let Penn State hold the reins of wrestling.
I think there's a lot of questions
chokehold for this long.
I think there's a lot of questions being asked in a lot of programs in the country. Like, what the fuck is Kale Sanderson doing? Like, what does he know that we don't? Because this guy has dominated the sport of wrestling as an athlete and as a coach to a level that is just, it's just not okay.
I was going to say, I think there's a lot of competitors from about 20 years ago that were asking the same questions.
Yeah. Legitimately,
like, what does this guy know that we don't? And no one ever figured it out.
So to answer, the Big Ten is by far the best conference in the country, like by far. Penn State won 5 out of 10 championships.
Solid. It's decent. And if Gable Steveson would go and get a job, old fuck.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah,
it would have been 6.
Right. And the fact that I can never say his name, Kirk Leavitt, or something.
Kirk Fleet.
It was just by decision. Wasn't a major. Wasn't a tech. Wasn't a pin. Is saying something because Gable Steveson might be one of the best wrestlers of all time.
Yeah, that was a poor. I watched that one just because we were waiting to hop on to this podcast.
He's the best American heavyweight ever.
Yeah. How long do you think he could hold me down?
Could hold me down?
Me down.
Probably infinitely. he could hold two of us down at the same time, any combination of the two of us down at the same time for as long as he wanted.
Drake, come on now.
I mean, he'd probably get bored eventually, but
Drake.
If he wanted to.
I promise you, because you don't know how to beat a leg ride, and he has two arms versus any other one of us, and I can't beat his arms.
Drake, come on, buddy. You and I.
He holds you down by his... He'd hold you down by your throat, and he'd fuck me.
Why was he taking out so much anger on just you?
Because Kluver's making a point that we couldn't do it. Now all of a sudden, I've got Gable riding me,
dude.
Gable's in the stable, dog, just riding me broke back.
I know he's the best to ever do it, there's not, and maybe he does. Don't care. On record, you and I go on the mat against Gable. He's not holding both of us down. He's not doing it.
Okay.
I'm looking you in the eyes and saying, Drake, we're going to hell. One of us is going to get out of this.
Yeah, I mean, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
All I know is that there is a significant difference in Ryan Bader and Gable Steveson. And Bader has held me down, made me look like an infant, and mocked me to my mother using hand signals. So, like, he had extra limbs to use if he needed them. And I was trying really hard, okay? So let me just tell you that you don't know what you're talking about.
And I don't, but I don't care. I won't stand for that.
You guys remember last summer when they said Gable Stevens – or was it Stevenson?
Stevenson,
when they said that he was going to be on the Bills or he like, was in the training camp for it. You guys remember that?
Yeah, he was in training camp. There's clips of him in training camp.
Did it go well? Do we know?
I imagine not.
Okay.
That is not still there kind of answers the question.
Yeah, yeah. In fact –
he's not very tall.
He's not tall. I think he's 6'1".
Also – him not succeeding in football has nothing to do with his grappling abilities.
No, nothing. But
like when that guy fights in the UFC, everybody's in trouble.
I thought he was going to
learn how to strike eventually.
He was with the WWE for a little bit there.
I feel like he's too.
I think he wants to fight. The UFC. He said he wants to fight, and I've seen him train in striking. I mean, he's obviously a stiff wrestler, but he gets a little striking down. Everybody better watch out.
What's funny is like the totally different sport on the D line. He probably just got made look like a fool. Like the offensive line were toying with him in that camp, but it was probably like the threes that were doing it. And they're like, okay, you're great at wrestling, buddy. It's time to go back because you didn't even hear anything about him like having a chance to make it.
He could be good guy to have around. Is just like a hey, if we need someone to get in a scrap, like we need our guys to stay healthy. But like if we want to get in a scrap against like the Chiefs or something,
you know, I don't think we're sending you out there. I don't think they have the goons like they do in hockey in the NFL.
There's just not enough roster spots for that. 53, you can't carry a goon slot on your.
You can't have an enforcer.
You can't have a goon back.
I don't know. Maybe that's like you were talking about. You know, like for versatility for long snappers or whatever. Maybe that's like long snappers. Like you guys spend a week at OTAs is just sparring. You guys learn how to fight. We got to add the resumes to snapper. What you guys can do.
I always thought I've told it on here several times. We kind of it went downhill after Casey left and then especially Marshall because we would have gotten our asses beat. But a fun side conversation that the specialists would have. Every game week / if there was some downtime on game day, or the game was put away and we had time to kind of have fun with it was like, hey, if the specialists had to fight, like if they just decided the rules of this game change immediately here on the spot and the winner of this match between Iowa and Northwestern is now decided upon which specialist group walks away in a hand to hand.
I wish it would have been that because we might've actually won.
Our freshman year, we would have beat ass for sure. We had Casey, Marshall, Korn. I mean, Korn was his reach. I mean, no one would have been able to touch him. Me, Alden Hafar. He was hefty. He could throw a punch. I don't know about it. I don't know about the year where it was like me and Keith and Miguel and Shudak and Spiewak. That might have been a tough year for us.
Tough year for the Hawkeyes in that battle.
But for a couple of years there, we would have been top of the Big Ten. He's 24. Gable's 24. Like, go do something else.
You got you see, there's a guy in Auburn right now. I believe he's 25, and he just got granted another year of eligibility.
Oh my god!
Basketball. That is.
You're playing against 18-year-old kids.
You could be. Yeah, very easily. I guess the 18-year-olds could say they're playing against 25-year-olds.
Gable's
the other way around.
The best player in the country is 17, right?
Cooper Flag. I think he's got it. He's got to be 18 by now.
Is he 18 now?
He's still crazy, but he's got to be up. Like, he was 17, I think, at Team USA training camp, getting dunking on Anthony Davis.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
No, I say that because they brought up before Gable, there was only one Minnesota Gopher to ever four-time in the Big Ten. And it was some guy who did it in 44, took a couple years off, came back and did it in 47, 8, and 9. He had a couple years there where he was.
Did he go to war?
He was winning wars instead of national or Big Ten championships. I believe that is exactly the case. He won it in 44. I believe there was something that happened in 1945 in American history.
I mean, that's when the war ended.
I think he was needed towards the end. And then he came back and won it in 47, 48, and 49.
That's crazy. If you want to extend your eligibility because you go serve in war, I will allow it.
You've heard about COVID years. Have you heard about war years?
I will allow it.
We might be bringing that special back.
Fuck.
Here we go. Saddle up, boys.
That'd be tough. That'd be tough. Are we? What's happening?
Who knows?
Let's get into it. You know, let's break it down here. Let's break it down here on the Wash Up Walk-Ons. What are the odds we go to World War III? Because, you know, you see on Twitter every day someone's saying that we're a shoo-in.
All right. Do you want to get deployed to Europe or do you want to go to Taiwan? Where do you want to get deployed to?
Ooh, fuck. Oh.
I guess the Middle East is also an option. It's always an option to be deployed in the Middle East.
Certainly don't put me in the Middle East. You know what? I'm good on the Middle East. So of those three options, not the Middle East. I'll take Europe.
You're going to Europe?
Sure.
You're going to... You're not going to Capri. This isn't a vacation.
I understand. I understand.
God, I think you take. I don't know. I'm just guessing based off of current political climate. We're going against like Russia, China. I don't want to be anywhere that borders any of those countries. So
Drake could look like he's from the Middle East if he grows his beard out long enough.
A little bit look like I could be from the
Drake. I think you're safe. You're not going to pass the psych eval, and you're going to be staying right.
He ain't going to pass a physical either.
That's true.
I mean, the physical exam is somehow, some way, that leg is going to get in the way. There's just no way. How are you doing, by the way? How's pain levels? How's the body holding up?
I'm doing good, man.
Okay, well, the last time we talked to you, we were talking about cutting your ankle off. So, and it seems to be a...
Someday.
Is it a thing where you have good days and bad days? So you do... Yeah,
of course. Doesn't everybody have good days and bad days?
Bad days all the time. Sounds like Drake's just being a person. That's just...
Jesus Christ. Are there days where your ankle doesn't hurt? Okay.
No.
So they're all bad days. It's just how bad of a day is it? That's sort of what I was getting at. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the psych eval, I don't know. Personally, I think Drake might be the fastball. He's the one right down the middle. That's kind of who we're looking for mentally. Yeah, maybe
to guy to send.
But I don't know if that's how they do it.
No. I don't know. Could we get Drake like jumping out of like a helicopter or something?
I would love to see Drake
with a bomb vest on. Drop me like big boy and fat man little boy.
Jesus Christ. What? All right. This podcast just got flagged. In a couple countries. Well, that's good. You're still able to train you still training every day?
Drake's gone. I don't know what happened.
He left?
Something happened.
Grant, you still training every day?
Am I training every day? No. We're doing it's March right now. It's a lot of time seated in front of a television watching basketball right now. Not a ton of training.
You working on your bracketology right now?
I'm trying to.
Comes out, because we have a couple episodes banked, as this comes out, we're leading right into March Madness.
But when does this come out? We have a bracket a week from today.
It comes out next week, unless I move Casey back, I could bring this out on.
We technically have brackets right now. Actually, there are many conference tournament brackets you could look at. If you want the appetizer to the actual tournament, you can look at those brackets. But I'm excited. We need also Drake though had one of the better brackets I saw all of last year in the first round. So we might need
Drake Kulik.
Drake Kulik, yeah.
Yeah, I had a perfect Sweet 16. Also, my internet is complete dog shit. So if I'm in and out, that's okay. Right.
You had perfect Sweet 16 last year?
He had like 13 or 16. It was pretty good, though.
No, I had a perfect Sweet 16.
I can pull it.
16 of 16.
That's absurd.
What are you – like, there had to be less than 1,000 people in the country with this perfect Sweet 16.
Oh, yeah, dude. I was so high up in the scores.
Was that in – did we do a walk-on bracket last year? I forget every year.
We had like a personal Drake bracket from the artist formerly known as Drake and Gary Friday. but we had the Drake bracket then.
The artist formerly
known. It was kind of fun. Like we had I remember just getting like texts on the Discord. Like, as the day was going on, like Drake 6 for 6, Drake Kulik 10 for 10. Like it just, as the day was
going on, keeping tabs on the guy.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I wonder if I can pull up the bracket from last year.
What's with people keeping tabs on a guy?
I mean,
people love keeping tabs on a guy.
I mean, we did share the bracket as like content of the show. I feel like that was fair.
General. Okay. G-Bone, I felt like I'm talking about more than just.
You live an interesting life, man. They want to know what's going on. You're more interesting than Kevin or I.
1,000,000%.
Yeah, Kevin is definitely in the running for world's least.
Just the way I like it.
It could be.
And you've always been in the running for gayest dude I know.
I'll have my second kid.
Is that in the Dos Equis commercial? Is Kevin going to be in there instead of the most interesting man in the world? What is that? Beer would be there?
That could be a little Super Bowl commercial somewhere. If they wanted to do least interesting man in the world, bring in Kevin. He's still sexy, right? So like you could still have like a fun dress him up in like a suit, give him a beer,
put him in a Borat suit. Let that dong hang, baby.
Well, that would be counterintuitive to the least interesting man in the world.
True. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we got to spice you up a little bit. Show your butt.
This sounds so bad, but it's just what I saw today. I think Bussin reposted the picture of Myles Garrett standing there in his gray sweatpants, not wearing any underwear, I believe. And Myles is doing fine, by the way, is what I'm implying in that region. And that guy just signed for all of the money.
$40 million a year with a ton
like
of guaranteed.
$125 million guaranteed.
It's a big contract there.
Talk about hitting the Jazak pot.
It's funny because didn't he just put out a post like a couple weeks ago saying he wanted a trade? He wants a championship and he doesn't think that Cleveland.
Yes. Yes. He was completely away from Cleveland.
Cleveland comes back with, well, what if we pay you all of the money that we have? And he's like, okay, you're right. A championship.
Wait. What do you mean, all of it? A championship can wait.
Yeah, he's like, actually, I don't care about a championship. $40 million a year? Yeah, let's do it. You got me.
How about Max Crosby getting like 34 a year?
Is that what he got?
Yeah, he's the highest paid non-quarterback of all time. Right?
Every signing I see is the highest paid player of all time.
Because that's the way it goes.
Because everybody's resetting the market.
These teams got to look at each other.
Every year the cap goes up, so every year the teams have a little more to spend, so the value of the players just go up.
It's true.
When you pay Jordan Love $55 million, what are you going to pay, you know, the actual best?
Damn. We should have been NFL. We should have been NFL players, guys.
Why didn't we think of that?
Yeah, I just don't know.
It would have been a good idea.
Should have went that route. Drake, you had it. You just tore your bicep and your pec and everything, and popped your hamstring.
I think I had a chance. You know, you still had to make it. I still would have had to win the job in camp. But I at least – I think I would have made a camp had I not just fallen.
Just fell apart like a fucking weak stack of Legos, bro. Like –
Dog, the house of cards came crashing down all at once.
It was tough. It was
what? Pulled the pec during the bench, and 15 minutes later,
no, bro. 40? Pulled the hamstring in the 40, and then tore the pec in the bench.
It was no, we ran in the bench
last.
Okay. Yeah, so that's a tough sequence, and then. Well, I mean, were you able to do on-field drills after that or no?
I did one-handed.
I remember watching.
I didn't have an arm.
What was your mindset like after you popped your pec? I mean, how did you stay sane enough to even stay at the building? I mean, how did you not just storm out of the building?
That's a great question. I
don't know either.
I was not in a good space. You were. I just absolutely shit down my leg in the biggest job interview on earth.
It's a tough one, man.
And I'm good in combines. That's the thing. Like coming out of high school and stuff, I used to do all those combines because I thought it was going to do something, which it didn't. But I crushed those things. It made my ego feel good. So going into that day, I was like, oh, it's just back to the old high school combine days. Like I'm all in here. This is Brucey's day to shine.
I remember there was a – I don't know why they did it, but at one of the snapper camps, they did a bench. They, like, did a bench press. It was, like, the big one every year. And as a – like, going into sophomore year, I hit 9 reps at 225 and was second to, like, one of the juniors. So the next year, I was like, I don't give a fuck how I snap. I'm coming back to this place to win the bench. And I did 17 reps going into junior year at 225.
That's more than you could do here when you left that place.
What did you do at the pro day?
No, I did 22 on pro day. Which is respectable.
17? 17 at 17?
17 at 16, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I benched 3 times a week for a year because I was like, I'm winning this bench press, dude. No one even came close. Snapped well, too. That was part of it. Combines are fun. Combine just went. Just happened. I mean, last week, every year.
The NFL combine is.
No, and fun. I think every year that goes on, I think that the 40 is, it's more useless. In fact, all of it gets more and more useless.
I mean, most of the QBs just don't even do it.
Put the tape, on. I think it's great to get all the guys in one spot to like do the interviews, bring them in for like, you know, the film session. That clip of Laporta circulating around in the Lions, you know, when Dan Campbell was interviewing him.
It's like, yeah, I put that on tape a couple of times.
Yeah, he's like, you think you can go up and get a ball and take a shot? He's like, yeah, I put that on tape a couple of times. Like, he just had the most, like.
I want more video of all the interviews. I want every crazy question that anyone ever has been asked. I want the weird stuff. That's what I want to see. Like, they're trying to figure out what to do with, like, Hard Knocks offseason right now. Like, everyone's deflecting it. Don't pick any team. Just do combine. That's all I want to see. Just the interviews. Uninterrupted, uncut, hours of footage. That's all I want to see.
I think the combine is good for, like, that stuff. I don't know if it's good for, like, guys running a fort. Like, Josie came on and talked about it the one time where you don't get any sleep. They wake you up at, like, 4:30. The breakfast is, like, a bagel and, like, a slice of cheese. You have to warm up in the lobby of, like, the hotel across the street. Like, it's dog shit. Like, the whole thing is dog shit. And, like, how do you expect guys to perform well? And then, you know, you can opt out and not do it anyway and just go do your pro day. I just think it's a better option.
Yeah. It's a media thing. It's just it's all the glitz and glam of the NFL. That's how a lot of it is now.
You get fun clips like, what's his face from Kansas City? His dong comes out on the 40, trips. Chris Jones.
Chris Jones.
Was it an interview where it's, I don't know if it was a combine interview, but it was another like pre-draft thing like that where Jim Harbaugh, he's been with Jameis Winston. And he's like, you addicted to sex? You sex addict? Yeah. Is that a combine thing or was that just a.
I don't remember.
Is that combine?
He straight up asked him though. It was hilarious. Oh my god.
Yeah.
All or right. just get John Gruden to interview every single guy.
You just want Gruden's QB camp to be back?
I just want Gruden's football camp, and not just QBs, he does everybody. He just sits there and looks at him like this.
I do love, he's a content machine. He's been on a roll.
He's a great ad for Barstool.
Six months. I love it.
Shout out to Bussin, by the
Barstool Gruden. Yeah,
shout out to Bussin, by the way. Just off on their own now, got the FanDuel deal. Grant, we hit up FanDuel yet? They got any residual money left after that?
I was going to say that. I think they literally gave them it. From what it sounded like, FanDuel was doing like a Dodgers thing where they just paid, instead of Shohei, they're just paying Bussin money that they don't have. And they're going to have to sell the entire company in 10 years to pay Bussin everything back. So it's a stupid big deal.
Do they get more than Pat McAfee got from them a handful of years ago?
No. I don't think they got that much.
I don't know where it – I mean, ESPN is cutting like every show that they have to pay McAfee and Stephen A. right now. And that's why they're getting rid of Around the Horn, is because like, and then the next day Stephen A. Smith is $100 million. Like, where do you think they got that money from? like poor Wilbon, I love him, but like he's got to be sweating right now. He's like, well, they're getting rid of everyone else, and we're still here. Like, I mean, I want PTI to always be around, but I mean,
Kornheiser. Yeah.
Like at some point, they're just going to be like, "Well, we told McAfee he could have $1 billion. We have to fire you now."
I think McAfee is worth it. Boston's great too. From what I can tell, you're right, Grant. I think they paid him like, I would estimate it had to be like a $15 or $20 million a year kind of thing. From like just what I estimate, I think it's like 20 in the range of 20.
And I could be misspeaking on this, but I do believe like they wanted to stay with Barstool too, and they would have taken like less money to stay, but they needed to get within like 40% of FanDuel's offering, and Barstool still didn't have
money. And from what I'm almost positive I heard Dave talk about in one of the interviews that their contract at least a couple years ago was like they got $3 million a year. Like Bussin with the boys. Bussin with the boys as an entire operation got $3 million from Barstool a year. And they got to pay themselves and their people out of that $3 million. They got that to create the show. And Taylor and Will were talking about how they would have liked to stay with Barstool, but they could literally make twice as much. Everybody could make twice as much and still have money left over to go and do a bunch of new cool things with their new deal. So it's got to be upwards of like 20 million.
I like those guys though. I think they deserve it. They were really nice when we met them.
Yeah, they were great. I just think that FanDuel should take a couple extra. If they're going to pay 20 million, make it 20.2 and give 200 a year to the wash up park.
I'll allow it. I mean, they got a, well, I mean, who's even, I feel like everyone's like sneakily a part of like FanDuel and DraftKings now.
We aren't, and we need to be. Whose cock do we have to suck? I mean, what are we doing?
I don't know if that's a part of the negotiation.
Is that not how you get to the top?
I think where is even? I hear all the time it's like you can watch it on FanDuel TV. Where even is that?
I don't know. Is that a thing?
How do you get to FanDuel TV? I don't even know where to find it. But no, I think that because they just got like Kay Adams, the Kay Adams show. She's on FanDuel.
Dude, I mean, they have to have some kind of cash for the walk-ons. I mean, we do. Mm-hmm. We're not doing Bussin numbies, but we do a little numbies around here.
I'm paying them something at least, you know, consistent.
Great. You're paying them. Great. You're funding them.
I'm giving them something.
Speaking of someone who's paying us, the Iowa Egg Council. I'd do ads for free for these guys.
Shout out to them.
People, I think, are questioning that I actually eat 5 eggs every morning. This isn't bullshit, boys and girls. A couple people the other day, I posted a protein tweet on Twitter, and people are like, "Do you actually eat 5 eggs a day?" I was like, yes, every single morning, scramble them up, get home from taking my daughter to daycare, 5 eggs, start the day off hot. And I have to start posting a picture every morning like Jocko, black and white. There's my 5 eggs. And people are like, oh, you must be rich having 5 eggs a morning. I mean, what if you're going to eat another breakfast, even with eggs at 50 cents an egg right now?
Yeah, I mean, you're going out. If you buy any sort of breakfast outside of your home,
it's more than 250.
Yeah,
and 5 eggs is a lot to eat. You're gonna be full. You'll be full.
You don't have like a piece of toast or nothing with it. A piece of banana or nothing.
I just go. So usually it's 5 eggs and then the residual peanut butter and jelly sandwich that my daughter doesn't eat. So it's like
you're stealing food from your child.
No, Jesus Christ. Yes, I ration it off. I ration it.
You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be rich. You just your child just no, can't eat.
If you want to know the exact if you want to know the exact way it happens is I get up, I drink a little coffee. This is while I get Kinley ready for daycare. I take her, I come back, I make my eggs, whatever's left sitting on the plate in the living room that she didn't eat as we got ready. That's like the carbs that I get in the morning. Sometimes it's nothing, sometimes it's half of a PB&J. Usually it's somewhere in between. Eggs. Iowa Egg Council, they want you to just eat more eggs.
I got a question for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Egg question of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
What are you cooking your eggs in? Are you a butter, a ghee, olive oil?
Kerrygold Irish butter.
Kerrygold Irish butter.
Shout out Kerrygold.
I get the, I go to Costco, buy the 4-pack. Is it a pound? Four pounds of butter, I believe.
You buying 4 pounds of butter at once?
Well, I'm using butter every morning to cook my eggs.
Fair.
And five it's just
takes a lot of butter.
Real butter, real eggs. Somebody on I had to own somebody on Twitter because they're like, "Wow, I hope your heart's okay, buddy." And I was like, "Oh, sorry that you got duped in the 80s by the cholesterol people, but the facts are out and dietary cholesterol doesn't affect your cholesterol blood levels." And 90% of people listening to this podcast still probably believe that. Had to link him to an National Health Institute article that showed.
Well, I mean, you think about it. You learn that in high school, and then you never do. Okay, you just take that and use.
Yeah, it's true.
You just never go back to recheck that ever again. I don't blame people.
Yeah, you're just like, it makes sense, right? You're eating cholesterol. I have a cholesterol level. It must be linked. No, they're not. Healthy fat, healthy nutrients, choline, great for the brain. If your brain didn't have cholesterol, you'd die within literally seconds. It's required for the process that happens in your brain. Eat eggs. Eat real food.
Love eggs.
That's my
these are great.
Iowa Egg Council, shout out to them. Again, more stuff happening down the road with them. Drake doesn't like eggs, but don't let that deter you.
Mm-hmm. I ate a hard-boiled egg today.
Just one hard-boiled egg?
Yeah, that was all there was left. I would have eaten more, but there just was only one.
What's your what's Drake's diet look like these days? When's the last time you had a Jenny's ice cream?
Ages.
Someone was dogging on Jenny's this past week, and I had to step up. I had to say I'm going to take a stance. Right, you're not going to do this around here.
Who is dogging on Jenny's?
Not a random. They don't know. Complete stranger. I just couldn't allow this heresy to happen any further. Sometimes I believe you have to stand for what you believe in 2025. All right. You cannot let this nonsense go on. And I will not back down from the Jenny's ice cream haters.
I like that, Bone Dog. You stand up for Jenny's. It is
they
good
sell
ice cream.
Right below my building. They sell little mini ones. They're like this big.
Oh,
and you can pop them just quick, easy.
It's a quick little Jenny snack.
Yeah. It's like, and you can put it in your pocket if you really want to. A little it's like save
an
it for later. It's
like an ice cream shooter.
Could be. I mean, brain freeze. Don't even want to consider that. That would be the absolute worst. But maybe take two tries. It's like I think I haven't tried one, but I really hope that on the inside of it is one of those. You remember you guys used to get the ice cream at school that had the little the wooden spoon?
Oh,
to it,
yeah.
Where it's like more of a stick than a spoon. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope that there's just one of those inside of it and you can just eat it really quickly.
I'll say this. One of the best little ice cream dates I've ever had was with you with you three down in Nashville at the Jenny's in person.
So good.
It was fire.
Oh, but, God. You get that waffle cone, bro?
Brown butter almond brittle? Is that what it is?
That might have been a scoop on the plate.
That's some good eating that day. Some Hattie B's and some ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Should go back down and visit the
Waffle House the night before.
Grant and I just talked about that the other day. It's like Kevin came, ate Waffle House, immediately threw it up, went to sleep.
It was first time I'd ever met Kevin in person. And it was just.
Is that the first time we met in person?
Spent the majority of the time vomiting in a at a Waffle House.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think I had a handful of waffles and another meal, and it wasn't very good. The waffles were good, but just ate a little much, and was like, "Yeah, I wasn't sitting." That can't be the first time that we met.
Oh, that was the first time
in person. I mean,
really?
I had spoken to you via this platform many times.
Was that last year? Or is that 2 years ago? That's 2 years ago.
Two years ago. That was in 2013.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Am I in a little? I believe I can sign up for this month. I in a little booth at the Fry Fest this year. Not just doing an event at Back Pocket, which that I think is on the table as well if we want to do it, but like a washed up walk ons booth for the entire day that Friday before the first game.
What do you mean, in the exhibition hall?
Maybe Kevin will stop by that day. Maybe he'll come and make an appearance.
Maybe.
Maybe I can fly Grant back. We'll see.
I'd be down.
Take that day off.
I'd be down. I could figure it out. I think with
you know, if they get some hops by a million, I can be enticed to stop by.
I think we could definitely get hops by a million going for that weekend. I'm not sure we can bring it into the exhibition hall, but we can sell. In fact, it's the point of putting up a booth would be to sell our merchandise, have a full lineup of all of the washed up walk-ons and hops by a million gear at the booth so that we could just introduce the brand to tons of people who maybe have never seen it before.
If there is a another Hops by a Million event, though, can I make one request?
Yeah, you can do it. Yeah.
That event needs to be at like 6 or 7 p.m.
Okay.
Instead of 2 in the afternoon.
Sure, yeah.
Just easier for everyone to get there. It's got to make it easy.
Yeah, I think the problem with
people, people are working.
No, I understand. I think the problem with it last year was I think they had approached us with that slot already taken. Someone was already there doing something.
The one guy
was definitely pissed, trying to bring in his one man band after us.
He was playing like a theremin concert or something.
He was livid that we would not get out of the
room. That guy was talking.
Drake almost had to beat up this 56-year-old solo artist that came in is going to play live music at Back Pocket. And he was
screaming at me for no reason. I'm like, buddy, you think I run this show?
I really thought Drake was on this. I was like, oh no, this is going to go south quick. Oh man.
That's ridiculous.
No, but the boys are coming up here on they're deep in that 8 weeks, Kev. We're about to go into spring break.
So they're feeling strong.
They're squatting like mofos right now over there in the Hanson Performance facility. They're going to get a little spring break action. A couple of them are going to go to Mexico, you know.
This period
wouldn't recommend it, to be honest.
What'd you say?
Wouldn't recommend it, to be honest.
How many times did you guys go to Mexico just the one time? Drake, did you go on that?
I didn't go. The first time I went to Mexico was a couple weeks
ago. That's the first time ever. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was that was Bo and Kevin.
And Pete. And Pete's friend Mike.
So would you recommend it, Kev?
It was a great time. I had a great time.
Okay.
I think we all did.
I know.
Drake, did you have a good time on your vacation?
Yes, but I had a good time for a much different reason. The call it, I don't want to call it missionary work, but the philanthropy work.
preaching the word of the Lord.
Right. No, the philanthropy work that was done down there by the group that I was lucky enough to go down there with was extremely cool. The whole resort vacation thing is lost on me personally.
Really?
I would much rather be at a Holiday Inn downtown where I can walk to any restaurant I want, where I can, you know, do anything, being in the vicinity to just like not locked on a resort.
You don't like the beach?
He wants to stay in the favela.
Dude, I mean, we were in the favelas for real like a couple of times, and I could not believe the disparity within call it a 10-mile radius in Cabo. Is insane. You can see wealth that doesn't make any part of sense and poverty that doesn't make any part of sense in a 10-mile radius.
A lot of those areas like that are, it's like two streets away. So
and Drake's like, you know what?
Area.
I'll take the poverty. I want to stay on this.
I mean, you can be honest, man. American cities aren't all that different too. I mean,
yeah.
Downtown Chicago to, you know, the outskirts of Chicago. Oof.
But I'm talking like we were in a $25 million cliffside vacation mansion. And then we
preaching
were
the
in
word of the Lord.
A school. Then we were in a school that didn't have a roof.
Do they need one down there? Weather seems pretty nice.
That's fucked up.
I mean, hey, you get science class with a view. I mean, what are we talking about?
He's like, Jesus.
I always loved going outside for class when I was a kid.
California does it that way anyway. Their lockers are outside. You go, they don't even have hallway. That was crazy to me the first time I saw that.
Y'all are bad.
No, we're just happy you were there giving people the good word. Evidently. He said, I don't know. He's like, I don't know. I don't want him to call it missionary work.
But it was like fundraising work. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah, I got it.
He was helping. He's doing good things.
I didn't have Drake the philanthropist in Mexico on my 2025 bingo card, but I'll take it.
Could be.
I'll take it.
Well, I'm still not. I'm not the guy who raised any of the money. Shout out Bruce Kittle.
Guy, pal?
Bruce Kittle is the
shout
the
out Bruce
guy.
Kittle.
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
I saw people were strung up some fake rumors, by the way, about Kittle to the Broncos potentially. A lot of fake burner accounts been hot on that one lately. So,
are you behind any of those?
No, not I'm not that I'm not that creative. I like when players
he's still under contract with San Francisco, so they'd have
when
to
is
trade
his
con- him.
When is his contract through?
The 26th season.
2 more years?
2 years.
I mean, I think this year he kind of reestablished himself. Kelsey had a down year. Brock Bowers obviously had an amazing year, but Kittle kind of he raised that bar again. He's still doing the thing.
He's going to get paid $20 million a year. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, that must be nice.
You know, it's so great to watch your friends get rich, dude.
How about AJ? Big AJ.
I know.
What AJ signed for?
Dude, I mean.
An extra $57 million. 3 years, yeah, $57
like
17, million.
18 a year?
Add away AJ, Epi.
No.
Mm-hmm. No. Lark AJ Jackson.
Oh, yeah. You did send that in the chat. Yes. Hell yeah. Couldn't have happened to a better guy.
We should get him on the.
That's what happens when you got too many AJs in the NFL. Right.
Not the AJ that thought you were a manager. The AJ who could have also thought you were a manager.
Maybe. Yeah, it's also very possible. They were in the same class, too, I think, right?
Very close. Like one. Yeah. Had to be.
Or was AJ Epinesa with. Tristan.
That
AJ Epinesa
and AJ was 1 year.
Alaric was
AJ Jackson is 1 year.
Okay. Yeah. Dude,
it's crazy that dude is going to get drafted.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he cares now.
Yeah.
Shows you what that Iowa grit will get you, dude.
I don't think he cares now. Dude's, I think someone brought it up when he got paid and it happened that day and it was like his draft grade was like, Maybe a decent backup eventually, like practice squad type player. And now he's like the feature left tackle for the Rams, $20 million
a year. Dude, I remember in meetings, like going in, like, you know, we're watching Block Drill film, and it's like, this is either his first year or second year, like, where Coach Wallace is pointing out, like, this guy's going to be fucking good.
That was.
Yeah.
This guy's going to be fucking pad level on this guy.
Needed work as a youngin'. Pad level needed work.
That's almost always the case.
But he was an athletic big man, dude. He's a really good center in basketball.
Yeah, he did hoop. Yeah. He was a hooper.
Yeah. I think he was a state champ or he played in a state final maybe or something like that. He was a good basketball player.
I wouldn't doubt it. Madden Greenway is about to, not that she matters to this podcast or the Iowa Hawkeyes because she's committed to Kentucky, but I follow her just because I thought maybe she would be a Hawk. She's about to win her.
Greenway, yeah,
Greenway's,
you said?
Daughter.
Is committed
to
Kentucky.
And she's about to win her fourth straight state championship. And she's a junior. So she won one in eighth grade, played on the varsity team in seventh grade as well. They got second that year. So they'll probably win.
Okay, so how is that legal, though, bro? You're in seventh grade. You're not in high school. You're in middle school.
I don't know if it's lacrosse too. I don't know if it's because it's a private school thing or if it's just a Minnesota state rule or whatever. But she's been starting varsity basketball in a smaller class. It's not like in a big class, although I think they've played teams in the bigger classes and they haven't lost all year. So, but yeah, she's started varsity since seventh grade. She's got like 148 million points. She's nearing, I think I looked a couple weeks ago, she's nearing the top 10 all-time women's high school points in the history of the United States.
I mean, and she should if she's been playing.
Because she's partially.
She plays for
partly because
seasons.
She's going to play.
I don't want to diminish anyone's accomplishment, but.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
Dude. The difference between a seventh grade person and a 12th grade person is so significant.
Yeah, she was playing starting. She was starting. I think she averaged like – this could be totally wrong. I think she averaged like 16 a game as a seventh grader.
That's that Greenway blood.
Oh, and by
dude.
The way, she's just the first of four daughters he has.
That's the alligator blood.
So Beckett is his second daughter. She plays currently as an eighth grader. Starts on the team, I believe, as well. She's already okay. Could be.
Already?
Back at Greenway? You are an Iowa Hawkeye. We got to get one of them at least, right? There's two more after that. One of them has to be a Hawkeye.
I would assume that Chad Greenway is very much hoping that at least one of them is a Hawkeye.
Their mom, too. I think their mom played soccer at Iowa. Or I could be wrong there. She played soccer somewhere. So, I don't know. I'm trying to get some of that. We need some Greenway blood.
We do. We need more Greenway blood in the black and
maybe
gold
some jewel
sure.
blood.
Well, that we're going to have to wait.
Yeah,
some
but
years
congrats
for
to the congrats to the guy. Just had another one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number three.
Congrats, Josie.
Give it about 15 to 18 years. There's going to be another jewel in Iowa Hawkeye uniform.
You think Crew's going to light him up?
Dude, with Josie's DNA, bro. And Mick's a savage too, honestly.
You think Josie, after what football he's been through, is going to be like,
right.
Yeah. Or you think he's going to push him
to
golf?
Yeah, no, he's.
I'll bet Josie's going to be on the course every
Josie's
day with that
kid. Josie's kids are going to be soft for sure because he's going to be like, guys.
It doesn't have to be soft, but I just don't think Josie's going to want his son to be hitting his head all the time.
I think you're probably right. I would agree.
Smash golf balls, not brain cells.
True. Should have been a pro golfer. Should have done that too.
Baseballs, you know, Josie was a good baseball player.
Baseball is.
It's where if you want to get a big contract,
you get a piss load of money if you can hit a fastball 3 out of 10 times.
Anymore, it's like 2 out of 10 times. These pitchers are so good.
They're so good now these days. The movement that these guys are getting on these baseballs is really.
I think look at the Rockies and only get it like once every 20 times.
Or the White Sox. I think 20 years ago, hitting a baseball was the hardest thing in the professional level. It was the hardest thing to do in a singular sport. It's gotten harder.
It's ridiculously
way harder.
Yeah. I was in the batting cages last summer.
What?
You never go to the batting cages?
I've never been to the batting cages.
No. No? Okay.
Well. I know that's a thing that you go and do like it's like a in movies or like, hey, let's go to the batting cages for our first date, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's definitely not it. I mean, unless she's super cool. I wouldn't recommend it as a first date, but it's too much. Anytime you can risk injury, first date's probably not like you probably should cross that one off.
I think that's a good thing to have, and it's high stakes, you know.
But anyways, when I was there, I was like struggle on some of these, and I was like, and I looked over the speed, and it was like 65 miles an hour. Jeez. <You're> like, no. And I was like, you're telling me there's dudes who hit 85 mile an hour sliders? Like it's that thing's moving,
and they don't just hit them; they send them to Neptune.
They rip the seams off of those things. Oh, yeah. I have no idea how they do it.
Yeah, Bryce Harper, throw him anything, he'll just put it in space.
In the playoffs, yeah.
Yeah. I know, geez, it's almost time. We're in spring training right now.
Is hitting a home run, especially off of like a pitch that was like moving a little bit, and then you just watch that thing fly out of the park, is that the most Is that the sickest feeling in sports?
Oh, clutch postseason home run has to be the coolest.
It's got to be the coolest, right?
It has to be.
It's
right?
Different too than, like, let's say you score a goal in the NHL, walk off, touchdown in the NFL. None of those require that you parade around the field.
Right.
Every, like, afterwards. Place is going nuts. It's crazy. Like, especially too, like, if you get a.
All your boys are at home plate waiting for you.
Like, baseball is just set up for, like, the postseason home run, especially. It's just. All time, like, who was it? Was like Danny Burgers or whatever? He from the Mets. He had that walk off this past year, and it was just a pimped it. Like, place was going crazy. Like, because it's for like 3 hours too, just build up in intenseness.
Yeah,
and then they just rip the roof off of it,
dude. It's and awesome. it's that cheer because there's it's the up and down of baseball, right? It's not as constant as football, so it's like there's just that low murmur. And then the crack of the bat and the place absolutely nukes itself.
You just hear some dude just say, yabble.
And then not only do you get to parade yourself around the bases, but before you do, you can bat flip and just fucking – I mean, you are just
– Oh, yeah. Well, you see Rocky's been doing some bat flip controversy lately.
Really?
We had a dude – well, it's spring training.
I can imagine I didn't see that.
Well, we had a guy basically throw a bat at a pitcher after hitting a home run.
No shot
in spring training.
No, he did crush it.
Like, nobody in the stands. Like,
but he basically just—I can't believe there wasn't a fight about it. I'm going to be honest.
Me either.
He basically chucked his bat at him. But
that's
incredible. I do love the. I'm also. This is. I like watching baseball too. Anytime I'm at a game, I get caught on it every time. Like, especially if you're sitting anywhere near home plate, every pop up. I'm just gone.
He hit it. He got it.
Like anything reasonably hit. Like,
it falls 160 feet short.
Not even close.
Yeah.
But my depth perception is horrible with that stuff. Like
number one opinion on baseball is that they need to bring steroids back.
Yeah, I mean, everybody kind of agrees on that.
You don't think they're still using steroids?
I think they need to just make it legal so everyone can do it openly and more safe. But yes, every professional sport, there are people that are getting away with performance enhancing drugs. Yes.
Well, that was if we're doing baseball too. Former Washed Up Walk-On's guest Ben Wallace hit a grand slam this weekend. So
excuse me, he did.
So if you wanna hit grand slams, you should just come on Washed Up Walk-On's.
Okay.
That's my pitch.
What league is he playing in? Is that like two? Single A?
That would be Iowa baseball versus Rutgers. That would be.
Oh, he's still playing. I didn't know if he had graduated yet or not.
No, he's
okay. Well, shout out Iowa baseball and Hellerball, baby. Come on now.
Yeah, they're getting there. I don't know if they're going to be good enough this year. I have no. I'll be honest. That is the most I've kept up with them is
seeing when he hit the grand
one hit. But
yeah,
that's all for me.
That's all. I mean, that's all I got. Eat more eggs. Hit home runs. Dude, if you eat more eggs, you'll hit home runs, guaranteed. Any youngins out there in 12-year-old AAU baseball, eat more eggs. Get your dad to buy you some eggs or egg-based product. That's where I was going with that whole Culver's thing earlier. The difference between custard and normal ice cream is they add a little egg to it. And that's what makes custard.
Is that true?
Yeah. Custard is just ice cream with egg.
Oh, so you got it. You can be like, I'm on a diet with this custard.
It's unbelievable. Let me tell you.
Custard? Yeah, custard's great.
Put a little hot fudge on that. Come on now. Say less. Drake, good to catch up, man.
Yeah, guys.
No, good to be on here. We miss having you, Drake.
Anytime.
When are you getting engaged? We can go to a bachelor party.
Ooh, yeah.
Good question.
It'll be around the corner.
We know we're not going to Mexico, and if we are, the bachelor party's in the favela, so that could get interesting. Thanks everybody for joining us. I think I'm going to name this podcast "Don't Listen to This Episode." Just not a lot of football.
It was stupid.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a some portion of the audience that will enjoy hearing the four of us just catch up.
I can't imagine the Iowa Egg Council is going to be happy with that.
Hey, but what about the reverse psychology of like? Okay, well, now I have to click on it, and now this episode gets more.
Hey, you're not going to tell me what I'm going to listen to, all right? You're not. No one's going to tell me what I'm going
to
do.
Click on this fucking episode if I want to.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. If you did make it here, goddamn, you're an OG. TheWashUpWalkOns.com, patreon.com/washupwalkons. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Peace. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.